WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We're having fun around here because we can't lose this weekend. We are hiatusing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this month, not because of bad weather, not necessarily because of Festivus. It's just I'm sort of regrouping to do the biggest thing we've ever done. We're calling it Crab Cake Row. It's going to be beginning on February 5th. The Maryland Lottery is a part of it. I will have a limited amount of the Purple O Snaps, especially if the Ravens contingent is in the Super Bowl out in Las Vegas. But the week, February 5th, it'll all be brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube Multicare. And all my sponsors are asking, people I know are, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery right now. I know what he's doing. He's waiting for Browns football. We got six football games on the couch this weekend. You have fresh sports wagering numbers a year now into this thing. I remember way back in the day, all 18 months ago, we're trying to get all this stuff online. This is the most exciting time of the year, and even Browns and Lions fans and Bills fans, first time ever, all involved in this. This is an exciting time for you, John Martin.
These are very exciting times. And first off, it would be wasted on your radio listeners, but your podcast viewers, if you will notice I am resplendent in purple today as an acknowledgement to the number one seed in the AFC. I fully acknowledge the fact that as of now, as we speak, they are comfortably resting for next week's challenge, whatever that may be.
Well, I have never really said this before, Al. I've been on here 32 years. The Super Bowl comes through Baltimore. I have never been able to say that. Like, it really comes through Baltimore this time, right? You feel that, and you feel that, like, as a Browns lifer, that if the Browns win this week, next week, if the Browns come here, because I don't think Dolphins are going to win. Steelers, I give the Steelers a punch at Buffalo. I really do. So it would be the Steelers or the Browns if they win. I can't imagine the Texans winning this weekend. Like, I'm a believer in Joe at this point, but I also think a Browns-Ravens playoff game in Baltimore with Joe Flacco, I couldn't have written a script. I'm a writer, and I write books about that. I couldn't write anything better than that if that's the way this thing plays out next week.
Well, as all sports fans, regardless of your allegiance, will attest, don't get ahead of yourself. Let's just kind of see how this weekend plays out and see how the deck is shuffled. And we'll determine. We'll have some fun next week. But right now, we're having this week more fun than humans should be allowed, Nestor. And you know why? Do you know why that is?
Why? Segway me. Tell me. What's going on at the Maryland Lottery?
We have, first off, jackpots. Powerball, as we speak, 60 million, Mega Millions, 187 million. You know, it's that magic triple digits. Once it gets over that 100 million, people start to take notice, and it will hopefully progressively grow as we move forward on that. But we did, as you teased on the outset, we are releasing our sports wagering numbers, and they are significant. And
is that an annual or a monthly? Like, this is for the whole year last year, yes?
Well, we released them monthly, so this would be for the month of December. But now with December in the books, we can look at calendar year 2023 and look at it from January through December, where we had fully operational mobile sports wagering to go with our retail presence. And very proud to say that in the month of December, we set a high watermark on handle. And again, the handle is the amount of money that gets bet through the sports books, over $559 million, which is a significant number. And the reason it is, you may remember, you can play the tape. I know you've got it in your archives there. Back in October, we had five NFL Sundays. And back then, someone who looked a lot like me said, wait for December, because we have five NFL Sundays in the month of December as well. And that does significantly alter the landscape. When you have that,
I have a payroll. So I remember five payroll. Yeah. Two payroll, yep. And three payroll months. Totally different game on the books.
Right. So while we're crowing about it, and of course I'm on your show, my peers around the country who engage in sports wagering probably had a pretty good December too. So, you know, all boats rise, when something like that happens, but over $559 million on the handle, the net to the state, our contribution in the month of December, $6.4 million to the state. Now for the calendar year 2023, that puts our, total contribution to the state Roughly doing the math on the fly here, about $44, $45 million for the year. And again, when we originally talked about sports wagering, we estimated when fully operational, we'd be to $25, $30, maybe $35 million a year contribution. Well, right now we're well north of that. And of course the fiscal year, when that wraps up in June, we're probably about the same. So right now I would officially say we have a mature market. We have 13 mobile entities and 12 retail entities. We still have some more folks in the pipeline we've had for several weeks now. And even if they were to come on board, they're not going to significantly alter the landscape. Well, I tell you what, will alter the landscape, and you may know because I know you from occasion will go up to up 95 and visit with our friends at Hollywood Casino.
Well, I'm going to have to go this Saturday night. You know why? I'll give you two words. Peacock.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
actually, that's
I don't have Peacock, and I'm like, I think I'm going to, yeah. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go to Hollywood Casino and watch the game because, like, that's what the league's doing. And I'm like, I'm not giving you my credit card. So the casino, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but with, as you know, and many of your fans will know as well, you know, ESPN Bet has come into the landscape as a brand. And, you know, preliminary figures very early because they've thrown a lot of promotional money at it, as all the other books did when they opened. So this is basically their coming out party. So they're promoting heavily. They're nibbling away at the FanDuels and the DraftKings and the BetMGMs and the Caesars existing market share with their promotional activities. So I'd expect that to continue certainly through the Super Bowl period, maybe even through March Madness. And then again, we'll get a level set. Once ESPN Bets kind of says, okay, here's where we're going to be, then I think it comes back to normal. But right now, we're seeing them enjoying a good opening month or so here. Overall, hopefully people are playing responsibly, betting with their heads and not their hearts, particularly with some of the local influences in the on the calendar. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good January and certainly a great February and then right into March Madness. So I think the next 2-3 months, we'll see again strong results and all pointing towards roughly a $45 million annual tax contribution to the state.
John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. This is the gaming side. The lottery side happens on February 5th when I give away the O snaps here. He is resplendent in his royal regal purple, the color of royalty today to celebrate the Ravens bye weekend here. Yeah, by the way, you look better in purple like Joe Flacco than in the brown. Just so you know, orange and brown, not really the color combination I'm looking for. I was going to ask you this because you came on maybe a year and a half ago, and we were talking about rolling out mobile, and you were clearly in charge of it and Swark and trying to get it all. And, you know, my friends even up at Greenmount Station and different places trying to get it open. You had promised numbers and had numbers as the executive that you are. And you said you make educated guesses in a market that never existed to say how much money would this generate. And I remember being, I think I was at Mako with you maybe a year and a half ago, and sort of my eyes bugged out and saying, $25-30 million to the state. That's all this money that was going to bookies. They named a salad after them down in Little Italy and all the illegal sports wagering that has been going on all of my life, from my dad getting pool cards at the point for, you know, three points, never an inducement to wager, all of that. But now on the up and up and all of this, that this money goes to the state. Tell folks where the money goes, because it was a bigger contribution. And I know guys like you stick your neck out and say, once we do this, what's the expectation on my department and my place to make all of this money for the controller and for the state that goes to the fund to say that we should make gambling legal and it'll be a good thing for us. But when you start talking about $40 and $50 million a year that never made its way back in, that was making its way, quite frankly, to bookies and people on the street with maybe with illicit things, that not just do I want to portray this as a good thing, but it is a good thing. And everybody I know that's now making bets doesn't have to go see Leo to collect or whatever, that people wanted this. Everybody wanted this, and it's going to wind up being really good for the state. And it's a bigger number than you even predicted. And I was sort of like, because I did say to you, and I've said to other people, who's going to bet on baseball games? I think people have found creative ways to have fun with putting a dollar on Ryan Mountcastle and thinking they could win 20 or whatever, right? They've had fun with it.
Our friends at the American Gaming Association right down the road in Washington, D.C. Are quick to point out, and I would concur with this, that the benefit of going from an illegal, unregulated black market to a legal, regulated controlled market with what we have today is significant on a number of fronts. First of all, it's player protections. You don't have to chase down Leo on the corner. You're guaranteed, again, to use the phrase, things are on the up and up. So, you know, people as a player, as a participant, now have player protections in place that they didn't have before. With the governments involved, and they have been certainly in the lottery business for several years, but it's certainly in sports wagering, as well as maybe some other programs we'll see coming down the road in the next year or two. But in sports wagering, that money then goes to the good causes that the state happens to support. And specifically in Maryland, the beneficiary from sports wagering is the blueprint for Maryland's future fund. The Kerwin program, for lack of a better
education, kids,
education. Yes. Which again, as you said, wasn't there before. So it's not money that's been redirected. This is net new money to the blueprint for Maryland's future fund. Where, and if you happen to read and have been around for the last several months, the legislative session that starts now in Annapolis, budgetary issues are going to be significant, and looking at where revenue streams are coming from, what is realistic in today's economy, to know that you can count on $40, $45 million a year from sports wagering going directly to the blueprint, that's a big deal in Annapolis. And we're proud not only to provide that from our government agency perspective, but we're also proud of the player protections in place, the responsible gaming mechanisms in place, again, to protect players, protect vulnerable populations from getting in too deep, managing it, having some fun, having a plan, sticking with it. So all those things that you didn't have prior to regulated, legalized, state-run programs.
You're responsible for these numbers as the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. Are you kind of shocked? Is it more than you thought? Because I mean, it's more prevalent than I thought. And for me, and I read the ads and I tell people, if you have a problem, slow your roll, all of that. I've had people in my life that are regular, normal people that I never knew bet on sports, whatever, that are having fun with it. And I see that they won $50 or they're, you know, they had a parlay, just having, like my dad did. My dad just had fun at the point with work with a couple of friends and never bet more than a buck or two. My dad never bet on a horse race. I mean, but I'm kind of shocked that the number is bigger. It's your job to, you know, 45 million, the state says, give me that money. I think 25 or 30 is what the number we were talking about. Do you stand a little surprised?
You know what? I think that the more surprising number when you get into the weeds is the hold. Again, I talked about handle before, and that's the money that's wagered. The hold is what's left after they pay off the winning bets in that scenario. So you've got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars coming in. Hundreds of million dollars go out, and that percentage hold. Back in the day, back when your dad and my dad came home with the pool slips, and you know, you circle the Bears over the Packers this week, or whatever the scenario was. You know, in the early stages of sports wagering, back in those days, you know, a single digit hold percentage, 5-6%. Was all that was expected by the entities, by the operators. Today, in the numbers I reported earlier, we're at double digits. We're at 10-11% hold. And how did that happen? Well, it happened because the sports books are getting more creative. They're offering different products. You know, we heard the term parlay, and we think, oh, that's cool. That's a way to you know, put $5 down and win significantly more. Well, it is, but you have to understand math, and you have to understand the risk involved with that. And that parlays have been a relatively new phenomenon in sports books. And really, if you're not educated as to what you're wagering on, a lot of that money goes right back to the
entities. Oh, it's hard. I mean, this is, if it was easy, we'd all be million. I mean, like literally, it's very, very hard picking football games. It is.
Right. So again, that to me has been the eye opener, is that what was a single digit margin industry has now become a double digit margin industry, and probably will only continue that trend because of the way that parlays and in-game betting and other things that are out there, which again also have their risk factors, all the more reason to have player protections, to have bet limits, to have a plan, to stick with it, to when you're out there, make it social with friends, so that somebody doesn't get in a little too deep or out over their skis on this. So all those things come into place. And yes, use the word for earlier responsibly in a different phase. But as Maryland Lottery and Gaming, we take very seriously our responsibility, not only in the contribution to the state, but to the commitments to the players who enjoy the games.
I should have taken the Ravens at 18-1 to get to the Super Bowl in August like a friend of mine did. So, you know, two wins away. They didn't have to win the Super Bowl. They just have to get there. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's already hit the Super Bowl. The Browns are in the playoffs here this week. Joe Flacco, we're all having fun. Aside from sports wagering, we still have this little lottery business we have here.
Yes, we do.
What's going on there? Because turn of the year, and I've told folks, I have these scratch-offs are still going to be good. I have a few holidayers left over, but they're more winter seasonal scratch-offs. But you guys are, I mean, spring's right around the corner, right? I mean, it was the way we're thinking about things, but you know, we have some new games here in 24, right?
We have lots of fun things coming, and we'll have some new games to announce in the coming weeks. But today, before we say goodbye to our holidays, just know that we still have one more big drawing for our second chance on holiday tickets. That drawing will be on the 16th of January. And in addition to the $5,000 winners that we selected, we will have two $100,000 winners selected. So if you're still not in the second chance for the holiday tickets, please go to mdlottery.com and be aware of what you need to do to get your tickets in. Hey, you know what? It's after the holidays. You have that extra 5 pounds kind of sitting around the middle.
My wife went out last week over in your old neighborhood to Yaya's and picked up some extra cuadrilletes. So it's bad enough that I eat them from December 10th to December 28th, but then you go rolling out January 4th and buy more, but they're good and I got to have them. So yes, I've been on the mat trying to work off the ham and the things.
Well, I'll tell you what, how would a home gym package sound? If you're a My Lottery Rewards member, and again, go to mdlottery.com for details, but that's a mechanism where you can input your ticket information, you accumulate points, and every once in a while, we have promotions that are pretty intriguing. And this home gym package, and I know you're going to be shocked, but I am not necessarily a fitness freak. I know, I look like I am.
I have space for it right now. I have a room I'm trying to clean out for my own yoga. So if I got a gym, I could put it in there. So tell me about it.
You know, the gym package, let me start with the value, the estimated prize value, $11,700. That's a lot of sweating. That's a lot of stuff. It includes a folding treadmill, an air bike, a fitness mirror, because, you know, you got to be looking at yourself the whole time.
I need this. My wife got on the treadmill the other day because it was cold. And the treadmill I have is 25 years old. And I haven't seen her on it in 2 years. She got on a lot after she got sick back in the day 10 years ago.
Sure.
But she got on it the other day. And I'm like, it still works. She's like, oh, yeah, it just doesn't work on level two. Level three, level four, five. And I'm like, okay, so we need a new treadmill. So you're getting my attention. Go ahead.
You got a yoga kit. I don't even know what the heck a yoga kit is, but I don't think goats are provided here. That's a whole nother conversation. But you've got, you know,
this is the most important tool that I have in my gym. This is the roller. This is the foam roller for my back. So if this is a yoga kit. So anyway, go ahead. Did you ask about a yoga kit? I happen
there
to
you
have
go.
One.
That's
right
it,
here.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So again, go to mdlottery.com, check out our promotions, find out you have between now and Monday, April 1st. No April Fool's joke here. Now, between now and Monday, April 1st, to enter in, you take 50 of your draw points that you've accumulated over the time, and that will get you one entry, one winner of the home gym package, randomly drawn on Tuesday, April 2nd. But that's a pretty cool package, don't you think?
As long as they get purple yoga blocks when they do. See, well, I really do yoga. I'm a real yoga guy. So the thing you're – this $11,000 gym, I'm all about that. So My Lottery Rewards, the way to do that. And I didn't want to be interrupted, but I had to laugh. You're like, second chance, two $100,000 winners. And I'm thinking, that's two phone calls Doug Lloyd's going to make to two winners who aren't going to believe him.
Right.
I mean, that really is the wildest part, because my wife does this, right? My wife has an app. She enters all of her tickets. She buys now it's $180 million. Sure. She'll get in, and she enters them. And I'm telling you, if somebody called from the lottery and said to her, you've won 50 grand in a second chance, I think that's the hardest job in the building. And I admit that to you as the man who manages Doug, that he You know, he might need some counseling because people have to hang up on him. There's just no way that a guy from the lottery calls and says you won $100,000 on that ticket you bought 3 months ago that you put in the second. There's no way that person believes it. I'll stand behind that. Right.
Those are interesting phone calls that Doug has to have. And sometime he'll have to come on and share with you some of the ones that maybe you haven't heard yet, because I'm sure
combat,
they're all very
absolutely.
Interesting.
No, ma'am. Really? You've won. Really? I'm really with the lottery. No, you're come on. You're Charlie. Stop. You know,
A lot of times players know because they're holding the ticket in their hand, and you can go to mdlottery.com and look at all of our winner stories.
And you don't believe that. When the ticket's in your hand, you don't believe it, right? Literally.
Well, here's one. Do you happen to know your wife's birthday? Don't disclose it. That's a yes, no question.
May 31st.
Well, don't do that. Okay. So again, we talked about before our pick five, you have to pick five numbers. So a lot of people, it's a month, it's a date, and it's a year. Right? That you get your five digits.
Okay.
So a husband decides to get his lottery ticket, uses his wife's birthday for pick five. Don't get ahead of me. Bam. $50,000 winner. How's that for a birthday present here, honey?
It's good cake. That's what I'd say. I get a crab cake in addition to that. So
for
sports wagering and for advice for people, tell everybody, give them the number. Let's go through all this because it's playoff time. People are ramped up. Everybody's going to be betting on the Ravens. We know that because it's a hometown. Give everybody what the government tells us to tell folks and how people can get help if they do have a problem.
Well, please, again, have a plan. Stick with it. Again, there are a number of resources available. I alluded to the American Gaming Association before, the AGA. They've got a very effective, you know, have a plan, stick to it program for wagering. If you or someone you know, because a lot of times it's the person themselves who's in too deep, who doesn't realize it. It's a family number. It's an associate. It's a friend. Call 1-800-GAMBLER and you'll get free services there. I think one of the best services I've heard is a peer-to-peer counselor, someone who has been in that situation, who has come through the other side, has battled and won their addictive struggle, and they're available to speak with people and help them get the resources they need. And again, it's not just for the person who may be the player themselves, but families and friends. That support system is very, very important. 1-800-GAMBLER, and they'll help you.
Yeah, I've talked a lot this week. I Planet Fitness on last week about health and about New Year and mindset and a lot of people trying to make changes in their life. So if you are struggling, 1-800-GAMBLER, we'll get on to that. And if you're around Super Bowl week, Crab Cake Row is coming out. We're doing our Crab Cake Tour. Five straight days of madness and lottery giveaways. And our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube are putting us out on the road. John, I hope to see you that week. I'm sure I'll see you again next week. To be really honest, I think the Browns are going to win. Okay, next week when you come on, wear an orange and brown. I mean, support, because if the Browns come here with Joe Flacco next week, it's going to be the biggest football game in the history of the city. I mean, it's really, next week's going to be really, really special. That, and I'm hoping for special. It's a special month around here, you know. And I think everybody believes the Ravens are going to do special things. This is what being a sports fan's all about. And I was here when we stole the Browns, thinking one day we'll have an AFC championship game. Been 3 decades. We still haven't had an AFC championship game here. So a lot at stake the next couple of weeks and a lot of fun for sports fans.
It is a lot of fun. And again, we'll get through this weekend. We'll see when the dust settles or the snow falls, whatever happens weather-wise. We'll see where we're at then when we talk next week. It will be a whole different conversation, I'm sure.
When you're wearing your Joe Flacco 15 next week here on the air, I'll remind them that you wore purple last week. All right, good.
There you go.
John Martin joining us here, executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. The Crab Cake Tour is back out on the road beginning on February 5th. And again, if you're out there rolling, gambling on sports, take it slow. It's playoff time. We're all trying to have some fun. We're all winners if we have a parade here on Valentine's Day. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.